Hey data fans, ready to dive into automated dashboards and Google Sheets? We're going to explore how to turn those static spreadsheets into dynamic tools that, well, practically run themselves.
Yeah, and the best part is we're not talking about some fancy expensive software. We're using a tool you probably already have, Google Sheets.
Exactly. And the secret weapon, Apps Script. Think of it as coding, but specifically for Google Apps. It's going to help us automate everything from collecting data to creating those awesome visuals.
Like having a personal assistant, but for your data. It fetches it, organizes it, and then presents it in a way that's easy to understand.
Okay, so imagine this, a sales dashboard. It automatically pulls live data from your e-commerce platform, your CRM, even your marketing analytics, all in one place. Updating in real time.
No more manual copy and pasting.
Exactly.
And it saves you time, but you can actually see trends as they emerge. You can react faster, make better decisions, all based on real data.
Okay, so let's get into the how-tos. How do we actually make this happen? First, we got to feed our dashboard with data. And ideally, we want that to be as hands-off as possible.
Right. And AppScript lets us pull data from a ton of different places. We can use APIs, which is like a direct line to the data. We can pull from databases or even other Google Sheets.
So let's say we've got sales data in one spreadsheet, customer data in another, and marketing data scattered across different platforms. Can AppScript bring all that together?
Absolutely. AppScript acts as that connector. Fetches the data, cleans it up, and merges it into one data set, ready for visualization.
It's like a data chef taking raw ingredients and making a delicious meal.
Right.
I like that analogy.
And you can build in what's called error handling. So if something goes wrong, like a data source goes offline, the script can handle it and let you know instead of just crashing.
So we're not just building automation, but reliable automation.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Now, once the data pipeline is set up, we got to make it interactive. Think drop-down menus to filter data by region, dates, product categories, all within your sheet.
Hold on. You mean I may make my Google Sheets dashboard act like those fancy business intelligence dashboards?
Exactly. And it's super easy to do with AppScript. So let's say you want to see sales trends just for a specific product. Create a drop-down, select the category, and the whole dashboard updates to show you just that data.
Okay, that is next level.
And here's where it gets even more interesting. Let's say you have a ton of data, thousands or even millions of rows. Processing that much data can slow AppScript down.
Uh-oh.
But there's this technique called batch processing that can help.
Batch processing. Sounds a bit technical.
Imagine trying to move a mountain of sand one grain at a time. It would take forever, right?
Yeah.
Batch processing is like using a shovel. Instead of processing each row of data individually, you process it in chunks.
So we're optimizing how AppScript handles the data to keep things running smoothly, even with huge spreadsheets.
Exactly. That's one of the keys to building really robust dashboards.
This is all sounding really powerful, but I'm curious about some real-world applications. Let's say we have a digital marketing agency struggling to keep track of all their campaigns. Google Ads, Facebook, LinkedIn. Could an automated Google Sheets dashboard help them?
Absolutely. AppScript can connect to each platform's API, grab those metrics, and put it all in one Google Sheet.
So they can see the big picture, compare performance, and make smarter decisions about their marketing stuff.
Exactly. And it gets even better. We can actually integrate some predictive analytics into these dashboards.
Wait, are you saying we can predict the future with Google Sheets?
Well, maybe not the future in the literal sense, but we can use historical data and algorithms to forecast trends.
Okay, so how does that actually work in a Google Sheet?
We can use pre-trained machine learning models or even tap into Google's machine learning API. So imagine a section in your sales dashboard predicting next month's sales based on past performance.
Wow, so Google Sheets becomes a forecasting tool.
Exactly. It's all about using the right tools to unlock that hidden potential. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
This is so inspiring, but I'm sure some listeners might be wondering about potential challenges. Because let's be real, even with all this automation, things can go wrong.
You're right. We need to be aware of things, especially when working with APIs, large data sets, and permissions.
Okay, let's break those down. What are some common challenges with APIs?
One common issue is API rate limits. That means the API provider limits how many requests you can make in a certain time frame. If your script keeps hitting those limits, it can cause delays or errors. but there are ways to handle this.
Okay, so how do we avoid those rate limits?
There's a technique called throttling. It's basically pacing your script's API calls so you don't overload the system.
Like being a polite guest at a party, you don't want to hog all the snacks.
Right, and just like at a party, permissions are something to consider.
Permissions? What do you mean in the context of Google Sheets?
When you share your dashboards with others, you gotta make sure everyone has the right level of access. Some people might only need to view the data, others might need to edit or even run the scripts.
Got it. So we need to use AppsScript to carefully configure who can do what with our dashboards. Makes sense, especially with sensitive data. Any other potential pitfalls we should be aware of?
Definitely. Data volume limits are a big one. Google Sheets is great, but it has limits when it comes to handling massive data sets.
Right. We talked about batch processing and optimizing performance, but I'm guessing at some point Google Sheets will struggle if we have too much data.
You got it. If you're dealing with really massive data sets, millions or even billions of rows, you might need to consider something more robust, like Google BigQuery.
Google BigQuery. Tell me more.
It's a cloud-based data warehouse built to handle huge amounts of data. You can store and process your data there and then connect it to Google Sheets for reporting and visualization.
So we're using the best of both worlds. BigQuery for the heavy lifting and Google Sheets for its user-friendliness.
It's all about finding the right tools for the job. And AppsScript helps you connect all these different Google products.
This has been incredible. We've covered the basics of data collection, automation, interactivity, and even some advanced stuff. But I want to make sure we're not overwhelming our listeners.
Good point. We need to remember that AppsScript, despite its power, is surprisingly approachable.
Right. That's the beauty of it. With a little practice, anyone can unlock this power. But even with its user-friendliness, things can still go wrong. What about error handling? How do we make sure our dashboards don't just crash?
Error handling is crucial. You want your dashboard to handle unexpected situations. AppsScript gives you tools to build this in. For example, you can use try.catch blocks.
So instead of crashing, the dashboard can handle those errors gracefully, maybe even alert us or log the error for later.
Exactly. It's about anticipating problems and building solutions in. A well-designed dashboard shouldn't disrupt the user.
Okay, so we've talked tech, but what about real-world uses? Where can these dashboards make a real difference?
Let's go back to that marketing agency. Before they had this automated dashboard, they were downloading reports, copying and pasting, and it was a mess. Now, they have one unified view of their campaigns.
So no more juggling spreadsheets. They get a clear, real-time picture of their campaigns.
Exactly. And because it's interactive, they can filter by platform, date range, campaign to get even deeper insights. They can see what's working, what's not, and make better decisions about their marketing.
It's like having a data analyst working 24/7. And this isn't just for marketing, right?
Right. These dashboards can be used for sales, inventory, finance, even project management. Anything where you need to track data and make decisions can benefit.
Wow, that's powerful. Okay, we've covered a lot. But what about the bigger picture? What does the future hold for these dashboards? Are there any cool trends on the horizon?
Great question. The world of data is always changing. One exciting trend is how AI and machine learning are becoming more integrated.
We talked about predictive analytics, but it sounds like AI is going to play an even bigger role.
Absolutely. Imagine dashboards that not only show you data, but they give you intelligent insights, recommendations, all based on that data.
So it's like having a virtual data scientist in your dashboard.
Exactly. Let's say you're looking at your sales and you see a drop in revenue for a certain product. An AI-powered dashboard could highlight that drop and tell you why it's happening and what to do about it.
It could analyze everything. Past data, market trends, even customer feedback to figure out the problem and give you solutions without me having to do all that work.
Exactly. And those insights would be specific to your business, your data, and your goals.
That feels like a whole new level of data analysis. What other AI features are coming?
Anomaly detection is another exciting one. AI is great at spotting patterns and outliers, so it can tell you when something unusual is happening in your data.
Like a sudden spike in website traffic or a product that's selling way more than usual.
Exactly. And those alerts would give you context and insights.
So instead of just a warning, I'd also get an explanation of what's causing it.
Exactly. AI helps us move from reacting to data to proactively finding insights.
That's a game changer.
But AI is only one part of it. Another trend is real-time data and streaming analytics.
We've talked about updates, but real-time data is like a live feed of your business.
Right. Imagine dashboards that refresh every second, showing the most up-to-date changes. This is really important for things like stock trading or managing a busy online store.
That's amazing, but are there any challenges in handling all that data and keeping the dashboards working smoothly?
There are, but cloud computing and data processing are advancing. Platforms like Google BigQuery are designed for this, to handle tons of data in real time.
So we could use BigQuery to power our real-time dashboards, then visualize it all in Google Sheets.
Exactly. And cloud computing is getting faster and cheaper all the time, so real-time dashboards are becoming more and more accessible.
This is incredible. We're talking about dashboards that are constantly changing, giving us the newest information possible. It's like a window into our business.
And it's all within reach.
Wow. I'm excited to see where all of this goes.
Me too.
But with all this amazing technology, it's important to remember it's just a tool. The power is in how we use it to understand our data, to tell stories, and to make good decisions.
I completely agree. As dashboards get more advanced, we need to make sure they're still easy to understand and use, no matter your technical skills. We need to use these tools to empower people.
And that brings us back to data storytelling, which we talked about earlier. It becomes even more important as dashboards become more sophisticated. It's about making data make sense to everyone.
Right. We have to present data in a way that's clear, concise, and interesting. We have to highlight the important points, guide our audience through the information, and help them connect with it.
It's about making data human.
Exactly.
The best dashboards of the future will be the ones that combine amazing technology with human-centered design.
Absolutely. The goal is to build dashboards that help people understand the data, find insights, and make smart decisions. It's about using data to make things better.
This has been an amazing journey. We've explored so much about automated dashboards in Google Sheets.
Yeah, the possibilities are really exciting.
And as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with a sense of excitement. The tools and techniques we talked about are available to everyone, and there's so much room for innovation.
So don't be afraid to experiment, try new things, and create dashboards that reflect your own vision.
The future of data is in your hands.
And the most important thing for any dashboard is your own curiosity and creativity.
That's right.
So go out there and build something amazing.
We can't wait to see what you come up with.
And thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing those boundaries.
Absolutely.
Happy dashboarding.
Welcome back to our deep dive.
Glad to be back. In part one, we talked about all the awesome stuff you can do with Google Sheets and AppScript. Automating data, making dashboards interactive, even touched on predictive analytics.
Right, and we talked about challenges like API limits, data volume, and how important error handling is. Now let's get a bit more hands-on.
Sounds good.
Okay, so imagine you're running an online store. You've got sales data from your website, marketing data from ads, customer data from your CRM, a lot to keep track of.
Yeah, trying to make sense of all that can feel overwhelming.
Exactly. But with a good automated dashboard, you can bring all that data together and see the big picture.
I like it.
It all starts with data collection. We need to get that data from all those different sources and into Google Sheets.
In part one, we talked about APIs. Are there other ways to get data into Google Sheets, especially if it's not real-time data?
Definitely. APIs are great for live updates, but sometimes you're working with data that comes in different formats, like a CSV file you download or an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, a lot of tools still use those.
And Google Sheets is great at importing data from those files, and we can use AppScript to automate it all.
Okay, how would that work? Say we have a sales report that's exported as a CSV file every day. How do we automate that import?
First, we need to find that CSV file. Is it in your Google Drive? On your computer?
Let's say it's automatically saved to a specific folder in Google Drive.
Perfect. AppScript can connect to Google Drive and say, hey, go to that folder, grab the latest CSV, and import the data.
So the script becomes our data fetcher, grabbing the latest report every day.
Exactly.
What if we have data coming from multiple files, like our sales report, A&D, a weekly marketing report?
No problem. We can just add another part to our script to handle that marketing report.
So two separate imports, all in one script.
Exactly.
Okay, what if the data sets have some overlap, like they both contain product data?
If they have common fields, like a product ID or a date, we can tell AppScript to merge them. So we're not just importing, we're combining insights.
So we're organizing and shaping the data to make it easier to analyze.
Exactly.
This is cool. So we have our data pipeline set up, it's automated, it's merging data. What's next?
Now the fun part. We make that data visual using charts and graphs.
I know Google Sheets has built-in charts, but I'm guessing AppScript gives us more options.
Definitely. Those standard charts are okay for basic stuff, but AppScript lets us build custom charts. We can tailor them to our specific data.
So we can get creative and highlight the insights we want to show.
Exactly. And it's not just about looks. Custom charts help you see trends and patterns that might not be obvious with those basic charts.
Okay, give me an example. What kind of custom chart would be good for an e-commerce dashboard?
Let's say you want to track sales over time and see how your marketing affects that. We could create a chart that combines a line graph of sales with bars showing your marketing campaigns.
Ah, so I can see how my marketing is impacting sales. Which campaigns are actually working?
Exactly.
But building custom charts, that sounds hard. Do you need a lot of coding experience?
Not really. There's a learning curve, but AppScript makes it pretty structured. You define every part of the chart, the data, the labels, the colors, you've got control.
So we're basically giving instructions to AppScript to create our chart.
Right. And once you build it, you can reuse it with different data sets.
That's efficient. We've talked about data and charts. Now, what about interactivity? How do we make the dashboards dynamic?
We can use AppScript to add things like drop-down menus, filters, buttons that trigger certain actions.
Thinking about our e-commerce example, what kind of interactive elements would be useful?
A drop-down to select different time periods would be great, so users can easily switch between daily, weekly, or monthly views.
That makes sense. What about filters?
We can add filters to break down data by product category, customer info, anything that's relevant. So if you want to see how a certain product is performing, just filter for that product and the whole dashboard updates.
It's that interactivity that makes a dashboard really powerful. But with all this updating, aren't there performance issues? Things could get slow with all that recalculating.
That's a good point, and that's where optimization comes in. As we add more stuff to our dashboards, we need to think about how it affects performance.
We mentioned batch processing for large data sets, but are there other ways to keep things fast?
Yes, one important thing is to reduce how often the script needs to fetch data from those external sources. Remember those API limits? Even if we're not hitting them, those calls can slow things down.
Okay, so how do we reduce those calls?
We can cache data that doesn't change often.
Caching, what does that mean?
It's like saving a local copy of the data in your spreadsheet. So if you have a data set that only updates once a day, you can cache it instead of fetching it every time.
So we save time and resources.
Right. Another important thing is to use efficient formulas and functions. I've seen so many spreadsheets slowed down by formulas that are way too complex.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. How do we avoid that? Should we just not use complex formulas?
Not necessarily. Sometimes you need them, but we can often simplify them. Instead of one giant formula, you can break it down into smaller steps.
So, divide and conquer.
Exactly. And there are specific Google Sheets functions that can help. One of my favorites is the query function. It's great for filtering and summarizing data, and it's usually much faster than using a bunch of nested IF statements.
Gotcha. So, if I wanted to filter my sales by region, query would be a faster way to do it.
Exactly. Query is super versatile. It can do a lot of different things.
This is all great. But let's remember why we're building these dashboards in the first place. It's not just about the charts and graphs, it's about understanding our data and using it to make decisions.
You're absolutely right. These are just tools. What matters is the story we tell with the data.
I like that data storytelling.
We have to guide our audience, show them what's important, and help them connect with the data.
How do we do that?
One way is to use clear language in our dashboards, no jargon.
Keep it simple.
Exactly. We can also use visual cues to highlight trends, like color coding or adding notes to our charts.
So if there's a spike in sales, I could highlight that on the chart and explain why it happened.
That's a great example.
This is really helpful. But what about when the data is really complex? How do we tell a clear story when there's so much information?
That's when less is more becomes important. Sometimes it's better to focus on just a few key things instead of trying to show everything. Think about your audience. What do they need to know?
It's about prioritizing, focusing on what's essential and leaving out the distractions.
Right. And sometimes you might need multiple dashboards, each one focusing on a specific part of the data.
So instead of one giant dashboard, I could have one for sales, one for marketing, and one for customers.
Exactly. That way you can go deep into each area without overwhelming people.
This makes sense. I'm feeling much more confident about building dashboards now. But before we move on, I have a challenge I've been struggling with.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so I'm tracking website traffic from different sources, search engines, social media, ads. I want to show how that traffic breaks down over time. but I can't find the right chart type. I've tried stacked bars, lines, even pie charts, but nothing seems to work.
That's common when you have a lot of data points over time. Have you tried an area chart?
An area chart?
Yeah.
I've seen them, but never really used them.
It's like a line chart, but the area under each line is filled with color. It's great for showing how different parts make up a whole. So each traffic source could be a different color, and the total area would be total website traffic.
So I could see how traffic from each source is changing and how they all contribute to the overall traffic.
Exactly. And you can easily see the overall trend in website traffic, too.
It's a great idea. I'm going to try that. Thanks.
You're welcome. Let me know if you run into any more challenges.
I will. This has been super helpful. I feel much more ready to tackle these dashboard projects now.
That's great to hear. Just remember, it's all about experimenting and learning as you go.
I like that.
It's a journey.
Okay, I think it's time for a break. We've covered a lot here.
Yeah, but there's more to come. In part 3, we'll look ahead to the future of dashboards, AI, real-time data, and how data visualization is changing.
Sounds good. Welcome back. In parts 1 and 2, we talked about all the basics. Data collection, visualization, interactivity, and making sure those dashboards run smoothly. But now, let's look ahead.
We're going to explore the future of dashboards and how you can get even more out of your data.
I'm really interested in how AI and machine learning are changing data analysis. We saw how we can do some basic predictions in Google Sheets, but it sounds like AI is going to be even bigger.
Absolutely. AI is becoming a part of everything we use,
yep.
And dashboards are no exception. We're already seeing AI features in different platforms, and that's only going to grow.
Okay, so what will that look like? How will AI change how we use dashboards? What kind of AI features are coming soon?
One exciting area is intelligent insights and recommendations. Imagine dashboards that don't just show data, but actually analyze it and give you advice based on what they find.
Like a built-in data analyst.
Exactly. So let's say you're looking at sales and see a sudden drop for a certain product. An AI dashboard could not only show you that drop, but also suggest why it's happening and what you can do about it.
So it could look at past data, market trends, even customer feedback to figure out the problem and give me solutions. All without me having to dig through everything myself.
That's the idea. And those insights would be specific to your business, your data, and your goals.
It's like having a personal data consultant. What other AI features are we going to see?
Anomaly detection is a big one. AI is really good at finding patterns and anything unusual. So it can alert you to things that are out of the ordinary in your data.
Like a sudden jump in website traffic or a product that's suddenly selling way more than usual.
Exactly. And those alerts would give you context and insights.
So instead of just a warning, I'd also get an explanation.
Right. AI helps us move from reacting to data to actually finding insights before they become problems.
I can see how that would be a game changer.
But AI is only one part of it. Real-time data and streaming analytics are also becoming increasingly important.
We talked about automated updates, but real-time data is on another level. It's like seeing your business performance live.
Exactly. Think about dashboards that refresh every second, showing you the latest changes. This is really important when you need to make fast decisions, like in stock trading, or if you're running a busy e-commerce site.
That's powerful. But are there challenges in handling all that data and making sure the dashboards keep working well?
There are, but that's where cloud computing comes in. Platforms like Google BigQuery are designed to handle a lot of data in real time.
So we could use BigQuery for our real-time dashboards and then visualize it all in Google Sheets.
You got it. And cloud computing is becoming more affordable and faster all the time, so real-time dashboards are becoming more accessible to everyone.
It's amazing to think we can have dashboards that are constantly changing and giving us the most up-to-date information. But with all this technology, it's important to remember that it's just a tool. What matters is how we use it to understand the data, tell stories with it, and make good decisions.
Absolutely. Technology is a tool. As dashboards get more advanced, we need to make sure they're still easy to understand and use for everyone.
Data storytelling becomes even more important as dashboards become more complex. We need to find ways to make the data clear, concise, and interesting. We need to highlight the important parts, guide our audience through the information, and help them connect with it.
It's about making data human.
Exactly. The best dashboards of the future will be the ones that combine this amazing technology with designs that people can actually understand and use.
Absolutely. The goal is to empower people, not just give them a bunch of complicated charts and graphs.
So how can people get started with building their own dashboards?
The best way is to just dive in. Start experimenting with Google Sheets and AppScript. There are tons of resources available online, including tutorials, templates, and communities where you can ask questions and get help.
It sounds like the barrier to entry is pretty low, which is really encouraging.
It really is. With a little bit of effort and a willingness to learn, anyone can start creating their own powerful dashboards.
This deep dive has been incredible. I feel like I've learned so much about the possibilities of automated dashboards in Google Sheets.
I'm glad to hear it. My goal was to show you just how much you can do with Google Sheets. It's not just a spreadsheet program. It's a powerful tool for data analysis and visualization.
It's been truly inspiring. Thanks for sharing your knowledge with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And thank you to all our listeners for joining us on this deep dive into automated dashboards. If you're feeling inspired to create your own, I encourage you to share your creations with us. We'd love to see what you come up with.
Until next time, happy dashboarding.
See you next time.